AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump reversed course today and admitted that Barack Obama was born in the U.S.
After questioning for years whether the president was born in the United States, Donald Trump now acknowledges he was.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States. Period.
In a series of tweets, Hillary Clinton noted Trump showed no regret for pushing, quote, a racist conspiracy theory for years. And the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, North Carolina Congressman G.K. Butterfield, is calling Trump, quote, a disgusting fraud. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Donald Trump blames Hillary Clinton for the birther question.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it.
New York Congressman Gregory Meeks, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, disputes Trump's claim.
He's lied and he's divided this country enough.
African Americans we talked to today think Trump's admission is aimed at getting a piece of the black vote. Professional stuntman Eddie Braun successfully jumped over the Snake River Canyon this afternoon in a tribute to his boyhood idol, Evel Knievel, who landed at the bottom of the canyon on September 8, 1974. Braun soared over the southern Idaho Canyon in a custom-built rocket dubbed Evel Spirit. It launched off a steep ramp on the edge of the canyon rim just before 4 p.m. as hundreds of onlookers watched. The rocket reached an estimated speed of 400 miles per hour before its parachute deployed, allowing Braun and the ship to land safely in fields on the other side of the 1,400-foot-wide canyon. This is AP Radio News. There's been a key legal ruling in the death of Bobby Christina Brown.
Bobby Christina Brown's family had sued her partner Nick Gordon for wrongful death. While he has not been charged with the crime, Brown's family insists that he had something to do with her death, which came last summer, nearly 6 months after she was found submerged in a bathtub, eerily similar to the way her mother Whitney Houston died nearly 3 years before. A judge in Atlanta ruled against Gordon in the lawsuit, saying that he repeatedly failed to meet court deadlines in the case. That means the conservator Brown's estate wins the case by default, and a jury trial will determine how much Gordon will have to pay in damages. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Edward Albee died today at his home on Long Island at the age of 88. In September 2010, Albee was asked what he hoped people would say about him once he was gone.
I don't think about stuff like that. Maybe he was useful. That's enough.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.